This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I got a returning guest. We're talking about Blue Diamond Ventures. You can find them on the OTC markets under BLDV. With us today is Josh Alper, the CEO and chairman, and Todd Scatini, a global CEO and harvest of 360 Technology. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Everett. Thanks for having us.
Everyone would probably want to know the backstory of how you got arrived in the cannabis space and your vision and when you got started with Harvest 360 Technologies.
Absolutely. So I came into the cannabis space from an odd angle, from the military, actually. I was working in Afghanistan and started to research alternatives for the Afghans in terms of an industry, and I came upon hemp. I thought hemp would be an ideal crop for them based on the terrain and the weather conditions and the ease at which they are cultivating cannabis in large numbers for hashish. I thought it would have a bonus effect of cross-pollinating with cannabis that they were growing for THC and would lower those THC levels and make their cannabis crops go to seed, and they would garner less profits in the prohibition market. In the end, my recommendations kind of fell on deaf ears, but it brought me to the space, and I immediately saw that there were potential military applications to cannabis to include the prevention of traumatic brain injury, as well as treatments for pain and symptoms of post-traumatic stress. And that's when I really got passionate about the subject and determined that this is something that I wanted to be involved with for the long run.
Now, Todd, you ran Harvest 360 Technologies, and recently Blue Diamond Ventures just acquired that company from you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How will the acquisition and the value to the company improve conditions for your shareholders, Josh? And why did you buy the company?
Well, I think that, you know, Todd really started Harvest 360 Technologies with a mission of bringing relief to soldiers and veterans. And along the way, he really acquired a tremendous team and had to find technologies and all types of intellectual property to help him reach that goal. And what happened when it really crystallized when we worked on the project in Virginia, where we saw that their sort of best-in-class partners and strategic technologies really meshed well with our experience in project management and execution and implementation. And we were successful in winning the license in Virginia, only one of five licenses that were awarded there. And then we realized that this was really an opportunity to merge these two efforts together and provide a comprehensive package to the industry. And it coincided with Blue Diamond really pivoting towards the biotech involvements that we had with CAN-10 and the technologies that were coming out of Israel.
Blue Diamond Ventures is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. Todd, let me ask you this. Tell us about the Calvary Cannabis and how the project enables your own personal goals to help veterans.
Right. Well, Calvary Cannabis is a company that I've started here in Kansas City, Missouri, where I'm resident. And what we really envision with Calvary is to create a platform upon which to conduct research for medical cannabis focused on things that really, really affect the veteran population. And that's addressing pain and reducing the usage of opioids, addressing symptoms of post-traumatic stress to include anxiety and depression, insomnia, and things that kind of trouble so many of our veterans. But then most importantly, we want to create a platform that we can research the Athena Protocol on. And the Athena Protocol is one piece of technology that's held under Harvest 360 Technologies. And this is our strategy to mitigate and treat traumatic brain injury as well as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, that our football players get, using non-impairing cannabinoids. And that's one of the main things that we seek to conduct research on. We created Cavalry, especially here in the center of the country in Kansas City, Missouri, so that we could really help kind of explore this new frontier of medicine, because I do believe that we're on a new frontier. This is truly a paradigm shift in health and wellness, and we're here to help kind of research that and you know, use technology so that we can reduce the barriers to research and essentially gain the attention of the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration and give them a vehicle and a way forward for addressing so many issues that affect our military populations.
I couldn't agree with you more. I believe that there is a paradigm shift going to happen very soon, and I think Big Pharma is going to be out of business in 15 to 20 years. And I think the scientists that are working on cannabinoids and hemp and the strains that come from that are going to cure a lot of illness in that industry. And I agree with you 100%. Gentlemen, that being said, what would you want my listeners to take away from the interview today?
Well, for me personally, I think that, you know, I think they should know that we are in the midst of a paradigm shift. And what's really unique is that the rest of the country and the rest of the world gets to kind of watch this unfold, whereas we who are in the industry get to drive much of this change. You know, and really at the heart of it, we come from a position of wanting to help the population that we're involved with and really kind of affect multiple paradigm shifts simultaneously. And those include, social justice, improving that, you know, no longer incarcerating people for the use of a plant that has never killed anyone, you know, secondarily to really help forward in economic development. We're building an industry from the underground up. You know, I mean, this is an industry that has existed since the beginning of Prohibition, and it always will exist. And so now we're bringing it up to be something that is regulated and taxed and that we can all be proud of. Finally, there's an agricultural aspect in there. You mentioned hemp. There's a huge change here now that we have hemp on the farm bill. We finally re-legalized that. This is a huge change, and this is going to be the newest crop that our farmers are growing. But most importantly, I think we can look at this as an opportunity to change health and wellness and advance our species in general and get us out of this opioid crisis and dependence on a number of different pharmaceutical drugs.
Well said, Todd.
I would add to that, Everett, you know, that, you know, Todd's vision is the reason why we've invited him to be the CEO of Blue Diamond Ventures moving forward. And I'm moving over to the COO position. And, you know, Todd brings along not only the vision, but, you know, a lot of these technology innovations and patented processes that he's collected during his, you know, interest in bringing the solution to the military. So we're very excited about the prospect of bringing these integrated packages of technology along with, you know, the implementation skills that we had in-house already. So it's a very exciting time for Blue Diamond.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by, coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update what's going on with Blue Diamond Ventures. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BLDV. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.